Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
It sounds like he was the first pitcher to ever throw 100 and hit a ball 100. That was the first pitcher ever to do that. So that put him over the top, it seems like. No, he was, and that's a real stat, by the way. I'm not making that up. He did everything right. He had a great curveball. You know, when he started throwing his curveball early, I was like, oh, they may be in trouble. Had a great slider, you know, threw a couple good splits, and his fastball was electric. His mechanics are synced up. He's feeling good. That's probably one of the best games I've ever seen him throw.
That really what it's all about with him getting those mechanics in line and just allowing the pitches to do what they naturally do?
It is now. I mean, I think in the past it's been getting him to feel healthy enough to go out there and compete. Now that he's been healthy, you know, last year and this year, it's about getting his mechanics synced up. And it's not thinking about mechanics. It's just getting yourself into a spot where you stay back just long enough for your arm to catch up. And when he does that, we've seen it. He's electric and one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Andy in the back left.
The only thing early with Wheeler that was like a little bit of a nitpick was the pitch count, like 41 after two innings. What did he do to become more efficient in game and where all of a sudden it didn't look like he was going to get you to the seventh at that point?
Yeah, a lot of times that's more the hitters than it is the pitchers. Sometimes it is the pitchers when they're falling behind, going 3-2, 3-2. But it's a good lineup. You know, he's trying to navigate through the lineup the first time, trying to feel them out for what they can do that day. Ended up, you know, throwing two innings and 41 pitches or whatever it was. And then, you know, I think he got a good feel for what was working that night for him, tonight for him. And he started settling in and making, you know, really good pitches and getting outs more efficiently.
Dan in the front.
What's your early read on the seriousness of Nimmo's injury?
You know, it's mild, kind of side oblique. Right now, we're just not sure. We'll have to keep on evaluating him.
Did he get an MRI and all that?
I don't think so yet. If he, you know, we'll let him figure out if he needs one.
Tim in the front.
How is Wheeler playing his 2-4 seam fastballs off each other this year?
You know, I haven't talked to him specifically about, you know, how he's playing those off of one another. I think that, you know, a lot of times it's hard to differentiate when you got a guy like Wheeler. Some of those four seamers that are registering two seamers on the board that are 99, they're probably just, you know, he gets on the side of the ball and it runs a little bit more. But he does have a good feel for what he wants to do. You know, I'm sure it has more to do with if he wants to stick a pitch, you know, inside to a lefty or go down and away, may run it off the plate, you know, and then vice versa. If he's going away to a right, he's probably trying to bring it back sometimes or stick it out there, and that kind of determines how you want to use your four-seam, two-seam mix, if you want to kind of crisscross the corner or whatever.
And then have you seen him grow kind of as a pitcher who reads swings and knows what he wants to do exactly with his next pitch?
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing it for quite a while now, you know, since last year. He's finally, you know, in a spot this year where he's getting on a little bit of a roll again. You know, he got spring training. He got, you know, out the gates, probably wasn't the guy he wanted to be. And I feel like his last three, he's been, you know, synced up and is getting better. So he looks really good.
Jerry, back right.
Was that third inning when he gets a 3-0 lead and then strikes out the side? Was that really Did you notice that on the bench? Like, this is really pivotal. Maybe he's turned the corner.
Yeah, it helps. You know, like we said, kind of grinded through the first couple with a little bit of a higher pitch count than you'd like. And then we score a few. And that always allows that pitcher to kind of exhale a little bit and just worry about making pitches. And then he kind of took off from there. So that always helps. I mean, you know, the scoring for your starter and getting not just one run, but putting a crooked number up, it really helps them. Like we talked about the other night, we've kind of been, you know, helping out the other starters on other teams, letting them relax and just pitch. And we finally got to do it tonight. It really helps.
Deisha on the left.
Frazier with the grand slam, and then Davis is also consistently hitting. Is that making your decision harder for who to start at third base?
Yeah, it's going to be a hard decision every day. You know, they, like you said, they're both they both look good. Frazier obviously just got here, but has had some success so far. And you know, when you're hitting quality hitters like that, kind of that far down in the lineup, makes you feel dangerous. You know, we have such a deep lineup this year. That, you know, you could do either and be okay, but we still have to make the right decision. So we're going to grind on it, continue to communicate, and, you know, be diligent about everything we need to be diligent about to, you know, make sure that we're putting the right guy out there, because you really can't go wrong at this point, it seems like.
Tony in the front.
What did you think of Hoskins' reaction in the ninth inning there, and just your reaction to that pitch?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to pound him in. I guess he didn't like one sailing over his head. You know, I probably wouldn't either.